Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Rolling Stone has come out with a list. I always take their list with a grain of salt.
Because a lot
of times they do some weird stuff. But they rounded up 75 of the greatest boy band songs of all time, and they have declared their pick for number one.
Ooh.
And I have the top 10. I don't have the full list of 75 here.
I think that's all you need is the top 10. That tells the whole story. And you and I, we're huge boy band fans.
We're boy banders. Mm-hmm. No, I've always hated boy bands. But then again, along the way,
yeah,
there are a few that these types of groups will hit with, and you can't deny their catchiness.
Listen.
You just can't deny it.
You heard me go on about BTS a while ago.
That's right.
So I have no credibility here. So, if a song's good, it's good.
Yeah. Are there any repeats, or are they trying to be diplomatic here? And they gave
in the top 10. I only see one band per song. The list is greatest boy band songs, Casey. So I would imagine that there have got to be repeats among the 75.
There weren't that. So if you think about boy bands. There's a finite list of anything in this realm of music, but there are not that many classic boy bands,
yeah, but for every era, there's a few in there.
Do we consider, I guess at some point, would the Beatles have been considered a boy band?
It's a good question.
That is a good question.
You know?
They're usually vocal groups.
Right.
There is, there's one on here where the guys play their own instruments, but everything else I'm looking at on here, Steve, in this top 10, they're all vocal groups.
There you go.
Just singers and dancers.
All right.
Because I was thinking, if you want to go way back, like somebody like the Bee Gees, because they actually started off when they were young, back in the 60s, they had hits, and they probably would have been a boy band.
True. They were musicians as well.
Yeah.
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 Wrote their own music.
Yeah. All right. So if you're not writing, if you're manufactured, right, that's what makes you a boy band?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so. I just always thought it was male vocal groups. And not necessarily manufactured, because there's one on here where the three of them are brothers, and they're considered a boy band right there, Casey.
Guess you're right.
Marissa?
All right, I want to get to this whole list, because on it they have New Edition.
Yes. New Edition is in the top 10.
Okay. They have the Monkees.
Okay, maybe.
See, to me, that's a blur.
Okay.
That band had the Monkees and the Beatles and bands that were girls went crazy for. To me, I always think of a more manipulated approach to boy bands. Do you know what I'm saying?
Or like a come and go,
like One Direction.
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of know what you're saying.
LFO.
All right. Well, let me go through the top 10.
O-10.
And Marissa will get some other. Well, yeah, 98 Degrees.
98
yeah.
Degrees.
Yeah, yeah, they're not in the top 10. But LFO is number 10 on the list.
Oh!
With Summer Girls, is this it?
Yeah.
I don't know this song. And I think it's right when girls drive by for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take good vibes on the beach. She's been gone since that summer. Hip-hop mama, they speak in span. Oh my God, this is so bad. I can't even.
I always felt like even when this song came out, it was more tongue in cheek than anything else.
Right? You think? No. No. I think it was done with full intent.
I think this is what or at least what I'm thinking the list is going to be is mostly this.
Stuff like this, right?
Not the Beatles.
Right, right. All right. So
I like girls in Abercrombie and Fitch too.
Wow. Huh. Congratulations, Reed. All right, here's the one I was talking about where they are brothers. This is number 9. Hanson.
Now, this is a good song.
I like this song. You can't deny the catchability of this tune.
How old were they when they wrote this?
Oh, man, the drummer was a kid. He was like 10 or 11 years old, probably.
In the video, he's taking swigs of Similac.
And I think Zach was maybe 13 at the most, the lead singer.
You know who's obsessed with these guys is Sarah, Jax's producer. He's obsessed.
Okay.
Loves them.
They were in our studio, right?
They were. And then one of them had like a seizure after 2 days after coming in our studio.
Listen, they have great harmonies, good performers. So Hanson, number nine. Number eight on this list. This is what I consider to be the penultimate boy band. New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. God, they were huge in the 80s. Or would it have been 90s, actually? Late 80s,
90s, early 90s. Right? Yeah.
It was 90s. Yeah.
I have since come to appreciate these guys.
Well, once we hung out with them in
I guess that's what
North Wildwood.
I couldn't stand them.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, so this was like my wheelhouse. I was in 7th or 8th grade or whatever when these guys came out. And there's just something sort of like, it's almost like it is inherent in you as a boy. Well, you got to hate them. Yeah. Even though you love them, right? But all the girls love them.
For fear that other girls love them. And right. What is so cool about them?
Yeah.
There's a great Goldbergs episode where they're sort of torturing Erica because she loves New Kids. And both Barry and Adam are like mocking them. And they're like, they start to sing the songs. And then before you know it, they're working on the choreography. Oh. And then they become hardcore fans.
Well, the thing that would kill me, Case, was in any of these is the moment that it would go, and I love you, girl.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. That's when I would be like, okay, enough already, man.
Well, I mean, girl.
You know I mean that, baby.
Boys to Men, they had that guy with the bass. He was like, baby. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Baby, I want you and your mother.
Yeah.
So that song, Hang Tough, came out in 1988. And lest we forget, without New Kids, we would not have Mark Wahlberg. You know, they really begat the Funky Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then Mark's
the
whole career.
The funkiest of bunch, Nick. Yeah.
That song is called Right Stuff, not Hangin' Tough.
Hangin' Tough was a different one.
Hangin' Tough came out in 88.
Hangin' Tough was like their second. I think it was
Hangin' Tough.
Yes.
Hangin' Tough.
Hangin' So Tough. Come on, Case.
Hanging tough.
All right.
We're hanging tough.
Yeah,
man, those guys are so tough. They're hanging.
No, you can't be that tough and not hang.
They were the opening act for Tiffany on her big tour.
Opening for Tiffany.
Opening for Tiffany?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So Tiffany, what Linda Ronstadt was to the Eagles, Tiffany was to... New Kids on the Block.
I guess so. All right, we don't have a clip of this band, Aventura.
Never even heard of that band.
Yeah, neither have I. But they have it's called Obsession, Kathy.
What?
And not the other song from the 80s, from Animotion.
Obsession.
Yeah, that's Animotion.
Obsession.
I love you, girl. I love my obsession with you, girl.
Oh,
I want you, girl.
It's a Spanish song.
I want to take your panties off me. Just do it again.
Regis does the spoken word part.
Oh, girl, can't you see? I love you so much. I wrote your name on my trapper keeper. Why did we put Regis in this song? Oh, girl, come on.
All right.
Joy's made some couscous. You can come on over and we'll have some margaritas.
Right. Trying to reach on my balcony. Demo, I guess, maybe?
Yeah, of course. I'm the bad boy.
All right, here's number six on this list, and it's from One Direction. We have that?
Yeah.
Baby,
I like this song, actually.
That's what makes you beautiful, is you don't know that you're
beautiful.
Girl,
you're so goddamn beautiful.
Yeah.
This is a good song for, like, the end of my run when I'm coming up the hill in Conshohocken. I'm like, yes, I'm almost finished. Woo!
I've actually become a Harry Styles fan.
Oh, Casey, me too.
Just like Strawberry on a summer evening.
Oh, is this a solo hit of
yours?
Okay. Let's hear
it. Watermelon sugar, high. Watermelon sugar, high.
Watermelon sugar, high.
Watermelon sugar, high.
Oh, my
God. She is, like, on pitch. Like, it's amazing.
What a voice of an angel.
I wouldn't know that
song. I love it.
Now, remember, somebody had an encounter with him at a Wawa in Delaware not that long ago.
And he was the nicest guy.
Super duper nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
You can't write Watermelon Sugar and not be an awesome guy.
Watermelon Sugar?
Yeah. Watermelon Sugar?
Ha! What's it about?
It's about watermelon sugar.
Sugar and strawberries.
Yeah,
sure.
Yes,
sure.
He's basically shopping for produce.
On a summer evening. Oh, wait. Do you want to hear this Aventura song? Yes, Jesse Ventura.
Okay, it's Jesse Ventura?
Yeah. It's called Obsession.
I'm an obsession.
I'm obsession, brother. Is that what the beat is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Bachata.
Bachata.
Hey, I love you, girl.
I can't not dance to that.
Oh, really? Just that
yeah.
rhythm?
Yep.
You know who's not on this list? I'm gonna just jump in and spoil it a little bit. But Menudo, speaking of
Menudo
songs that are in Spanish, they were one of the ultimate boy bands.
Global band. And this is the legendary Menudo that you could not exceed a certain age.
You would
throw you out. Yes.
Yeah. 16, I think.
Ricky Martin was in Menudo, was he not?
I believe you are correct. Absolutely.
They have to be somewhere on the 75 list, right?
Well, on the 75, probably. But not in the top 10.
Not top 10, yeah.
You got to be goddamn kidding me.
No.
Although I couldn't, and I knew all about Menudo when I was a kid. I couldn't tell you one name of one Menudo song.
All I remember is that at that time when the band broke, they were super huge.
Steve. Nick pulled up the top 75. On the list of boy bands is Du Jour. What movie was that?
That's Josie and the Pussycats.
Josie and the Pussycats, Du Jour. And the song was called Backdoor Lover.
Oh, my God.
What's that about?
Yeah, I love that.
I love Du Jour. Just the name alone, Du Jour. Like, it's making fun of that.
It was great.
Of the day.
There is a great, horrible movie that Adrian Barbeau stars in. It's a horror movie called Ring of Fire, I think it's called.
Okay.
And it's about the this boy band. It's actually, they're zombies. And,
oh, God.
It's so much of that time. You got to check it out. It's horrible.
Menudo is at number 40, by the way, with a song called Holy. So they did make it.
Okay, so Adventura, I've never heard. I don't know how you could put that. I can't believe I am arguing this stupid list. But what? How come Boys to Men like Motown Philly or?
Well, the list is not over yet. We don't know.
Also, it seems like it's from like 90s on, right? It's not younger than that. At least not yet.
He said the Monkees was on the list.
Yeah, the Monkees. Yeah, so Casey, Motown Philly's number 16, so it didn't quite crack the top 10.
All right,
so moving on. Steve, number 5 is BTS, Moon.
There you go.
That's not my favorite BTS song.
Do you know that song?
I don't know.
Vaguely.
What did they do on SNL?
They did Boy with Love.
Okay.
We are boys with love.
I don't have the clip of Moon for you, Steve, unfortunately.
What the hell?
Number 4. Okay, Case.
Okay, so yeah, we got you.
Here. All right, number 4 is... Do you got it?
Yep.
Nope, that's not it.
No, I have it. I have it.
Oh, you have it up here? Yeah, all right, go ahead. Hit
trust
it.
Me, bro.
Yeah. No. Not New Edition. Number 4 is Backstreet Boys. I want it that way.
My bad. Oh, man.
That's what I wanted to play.
You are my fire, the one.
All right, this is my favorite boy band song.
This is it?
I'm going on record.
Okay.
This is my favorite boy band song.
When I say I want it that way.
I want you, girl.
Who all was in this band?
There was Mickey, Johan, Spinoza. Terrence, and Liam.
Spinoza, Terrence, and Liam. Mickey, Spinoza, Terrence, and Liam?
Yeah, they were the best.
Yeah, AJ, Howie, Nick, Kevin, and Brian.
I was off.
But yeah, you were close.
I missed one, Nick.
Yeah.
Olivia de Havilland.
To me, this video and this band, that's the quintessential
you
boy
want it
band.
That way, don't you, Nick?
I want it. No, but like the facial hair, the choreographed moves, the long jackets, the choreographed outfits, everything. Every single thing about that, to me,
the airport.
Screams boy band.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
The private jet in the back.
Yeah, they're singing in front of a jet in this video. So, that's number 4. Didn't even make the top 3. Number 3, though, is one Casey started to play. Candy Girl from New Edition. And that actually, a lot of musicians came out of New Edition. You had Bobby Brown,
mm-hmm.
Ralph Tresvant.
Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill, that's right.
And then Bell Biv DeVoe.
Those guys, Michael Bibbins,
Le'Veon Bell.
I've forgotten all the guys, man. It's been a long time.
All right. Michael Bibbins,
Ricky Bell, and Ronnie DeVoe.
Okay.
A talented group.
Yep.
Yeah, but this isn't my favorite New Edition song either.
What's your favorite New
Edition? Well, I'm trying to think now.
Mr. Telephone Man?
Yeah.
This was their biggest hit, I think.
Was this the biggest one?
Yeah. Totally. I was thinking the same thing. Ralph Tresvant was the lead singer, and he had such a squeaky high voice. I want to hear that again. That's unbelievable. Steve, you were spot on with that. A minion.
I love you, girl.
Okay. New edition at number.
I love you, Gru.
No. I love you, Gru.
Instead of girl.
I love you, Gru.
All right. The next one, number two on this list, ranks way up there with quintessential boy band. If you're tuning in, it's Rolling Stones' top boy band songs ever, the top 75.
I think everyone has. You know, unless you just can't own up to it. Yeah. Like for me, I love that Backstreet Boys song. You know, that everyone's got a guilty pleasure out of this.
A friend of ours, Beth, who got married a few years ago, she and her wedding party, when this song hit, this was like the big moment of the night. Yeah. They were waiting all night for this to happen.
Easily.
And when it did, the dance floor went crazy. They live for NSYNC and this song in particular, but yeah. I've forgotten my boy band lore. Who came out of this? Justin Timberlake,
yeah. Joey Fatone,
Lance Bass.
There was Spinoza,
yeah. JC,
Johan,
Chiron,
Chris.
JC and Chris, the other names I know, JC and Chris, I don't remember.
Yeah, JC Chazay and Chris Kirkpatrick.
Okay.
This, No Strings Attached sold 1 million copies in one day and 2.42 million in one week.
What?
Yeah, I remember this being sort of like the end of the rock era of the 90s because these guys just were huge.
It killed rock for a while because this stuff just dominated. And there was one guy responsible for a lot of this stuff. The guy Lou Pearlman, you remember that guy?
Yeah.
So he was like a quasi pedophile, and he was a tax cheat. Yeah. There was a documentary on him, and some of these guys and these bands like O Town and NSYNC, and then some of the other bands that he created, some hate his guts, and some are like, well, he helped us along the way, and it's I think he's dead now, Lou Pearlman.
Yeah, he died 4 years ago.
Wow.
But he was this controversial figure who, if you want to talk about Case, actually, you know, taking out the list of ingredients, mm-hmm. you know, okay, fashion, look, everyone's high concept, you know, you have your five guys and you got the bad boy and that's what
everybody's
he did.
Got a defined
that's what
role.
He did.
The
yeah.
pretty boy, the guy who can grow facial hair.
Right.
You know?
I can't.
By the way, Steve, Cool It Now was the name of the song that I liked from New Edition. Okay. That was
New
the one.
Edition.
Yeah.
Remember
it?
No.
You don't remember that song?
No, sing a little bit.
Cool it now.
No, that's not it. Oh. Cool it now. You got to slow it down, slow it down.
No, I'd have to hear it.
All right, let's see if we can get it.
So NSYNC, Bye 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 is number two. So number one on Rolling Stone's top boy band songs ever.
Rumble?
Going back a few years for this one, yeah. And did you see it already?
I have to recuse myself.
All right. Jackson 5. Oh, wow. I want you back. I love this song. This song can pretty much get me in a good mood almost any time.
The guitar, man.
I was thinking about doing a drum cover to this. This is so much fun.
Yeah.
Listen to Michael Jackson. I mean, at that age, that command.
Yeah.
Final scene of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
wrote this?
What's that?
Who wrote this?
That's a damn good question.
They wrote some of their stuff, but they didn't write everything.
Like Smokey Robinson wrote a lot of stuff back in the day for the Motown grooves, and Nick's going to look that up. One more chance, show me that love. Dude was a talented kid, man. Wow.
I saw a funny meme yesterday. It was the Samuel Jackson 5. So it was I want you back, mother effer.
Does it say who wrote it?
The corporation. So it's a group of people, and it included Berry Gordy, Freddie Perren.
So the Motown Collective.
Yeah, Alfonso Mazzell and Deke Richards.
And Spinoza.
And Spinoza all wrote that. So yeah, it was a collective, and it was the hit makers, man.
Yeah,
they that stuff didn't happen by accident. They crafted those songs perfectly. There was a excuse me. There's an amazing Motown documentary that came out. I don't know, maybe at the beginning of the year or a little bit before then. That I was just transfixed with. I mean, they were the best of the best at crafting amazing songs.
I didn't know this until just now, but the name of the record that was on was called Diana Ross Presents the Jackson 5. So she was like the presenting sponsor or the presenting artist on it. That's
in
really
fact,
cool.
She kind of fought pretty hard because Berry Gordy was like, it's a kid act, you know?
Yeah.
He came in and he didn't deny that they were talented, but Diana Ross was like, no. You're going to miss this gigantic opportunity if you pass.
Could you imagine?
On this group. They are incredible. And she was right. So, yeah. So, somehow or another, Nick, I don't know how that worked out, that she got that presenting status on there.
Yeah, and then so that came out in 1969. Wow, it wasn't even in the 70s. 1969, and then ABC came out the following year.
Wow. ABC, another great tune right in that vein.
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
All simple as Do, Re, Mi.
Yep. So those are the top boy band songs ever, according to Rolling Stone. And they've got a comprehensive list, all 75 of them. So outside of the top 10, I'll hit real quick here for you. High Five, I Like the Way. The Jonas Brothers, SOS, Jackson 5, I'll Be There is number 13. That's a great one. Shiny. Sherlock, I don't know that
Shinny?
One. Shiny.
You don't know S from Shinola.
Take That Back for Good. Boys to Men, Motown, Philly was number 16. NSYNC, It's Gotta Be Me. One Direction, Story of My Life. And a bunch of songs I don't know.
Where did Poison fall in there? In Belle Biv DeVoe?
I don't know, dude.
To me, that's a top 20 song. Yeah.
Spider-Man and Freeze. I don't know, Case. I think that might have been... I don't think that's... I don't think that's...
Were they men, not boys?
No. The word I'm looking for, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't think it's as slick. I don't think that's got some dirt to it. That's got, you know what I mean? It's got a kind of edgy. The boy band songs tend to be very, very...
Lighter.
Yeah, lighter and cutesy and, you know...
Very produced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like you would never say Creedence Clearwater Revival was a boy band.
Right.
I looked at your list there, Preston, the master list, and I had no idea that the Bay City Rollers were a boy band.
I guess they were. I guess they threw that in there. I mean, you have the Osmonds are on here as well.
They used to call Bay City Rollers the next Beatles, and I would actually vomit. I remember just tasting my own puke every time they made that. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
They're from Glasgow.
Yep.
Where is they were from Liverpool. We're from Glasgow. Mm-hmm. We're the Bay City Rollers.
All right, well, there you go. For your listening pleasure, or if you want to gouge your ears out, either way, Rolling Stone, the top boy band. So you forget that Rolling Stone does cover, I mean, they've been known as a rock magazine for so long, but they cover all genres.
Yeah, since the Rock and Roll Museum contains a lot of this non-rock stuff anyway.
Yep.
I just have to shout out, like, there's one song on here. It's by this band called Together, which was actually a fake MTV. It was a movie.
Oh.
And they made a fake band. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And they were just mocking all the LFO. And there was one guy who was sick. And then there was the handsome guy. And there was the buff rap guy.
The worst by far was O-Town.
O-Town, they had a series, in fact, with Lou Pearlman, where they were putting it together.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
they created the band.
On MTV.
It was called Making the Band, I think it was.
Yeah. They were in this building one time, O-Town was. There was a... I think it might have been another radio station. It doesn't matter. Anyway, O-Town was walking around the floors, and their handler was looking for them. She lost them. I think like half of them went to the bathroom, whatever. So she came into our lobby. This is probably 15, 16 years ago. And she's like, has anyone seen my boys? I'm looking for my boys. Has anyone seen O-Town? And I was like, what the hell are you talking about, lady? She's like, my boys. Has anyone seen my boys?
Wow.
No.
We haven't seen your boys.
Sorry.
And they didn't do very well, right? They didn't last very long.
No, but there was one guy who did okay. But that's just at the point they started to get any sort of traction. That's when the whole Lou Pearlman empire collapsed in on itself.
Yep. Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.